in the 70s. Let's talk now to Dale Browning, who owns the Fiesta Centre in Colchester, and he has been selling Fiestas for more than 35 years. Dale, morning to you.
Morning, Sonia. Lovely to hear from you.
Lovely to have you on the show. And what a day to be talking about the Fiesta. So your business is called the Fiesta Centre. How's business been over those years?
Fantastic. A little bit more challenging at the moment with the used car game as it is. But yeah, generally very good. It's given me a very good living. I've made lots and lots of friends selling Fiestas, as you do. Loved every minute of it. Sad it's coming to an end, really.
Steve just WhatsApped. I read that WhatsApp a moment ago saying reliable, affordable to service and maintain. Would you agree with that when it comes to Fiestas?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, it's probably one of the dearest used cars on the market. But generally speaking, it's because it's the best. And everybody knows that. So you might pay a little bit more for it in the first place, but then the ownership experience is much better. You very, very rarely get any dramas with them. Most mechanics can look after them. They're virtually trouble-free motoring. Lovely.
How many do you reckon you've probably lost count, haven't you? How many do you reckon you've sold?
What? I knew you were going to ask me this, and I don't know. Thousands, but I don't know how many thousands, but several thousand of them. So not sure. Perhaps I should have looked that up.
Well, I don't. it's hard to really know for sure, isn't it? It's safe to say a lot. What do you think then about the fact that they're finishing them?
I spoke to somebody who's very senior at Ford's, and I said, "What do you think about this?" And he said, "Well, do you want the corporate answer or do you want my opinion?" And I said, "Well, I'll have both if you like." And the corporate answer is that the factory in Cologne, where the car is currently built, has been assigned to build their new electric car, so they've lost the factory facility. So that's the corporate answer. And he said, "My answer is I think they're mad." And I would agree with that.
we heard Leslie talking about how affectionate she holds that particular car, and many others will agree, won't they?
Yes. Well, do you know what? Everyone has either had one or several. If they haven't had one, Nan's had one, Mum's had one, the neighbours had several. Everybody's been affected by the car. You can sell them to a 17-year-old young lad, rugby player, who's really proud of his car, and you can sell one to an 80-year-old and it would suit her as well, and everybody in between.
Do you think that's what's part of the appeal then, that it is, you know, a decent size? It's not the biggest car in the world, but actually that makes it, in a way, more practical, more versatile.
Yeah, it's grown over the years. If you stand and look at an original one like Leslie modelled with, 1976, you will feel like you could almost pick that up and put it in your pocket now compared to the current car. So it has grown, but this tends to happen with all models over the years. Obviously, the price has gone up, but they suit everybody. For instance, my son was at university in Edinburgh, and he had a little 12-plate Fiesta that went up and down, loaded to the gunnels with all student paraphernalia, and never, ever let him down once. Running around the streets of Edinburgh, backwards and forwards, absolutely fabulous little car.
Do you reckon they'll become a little bit more collectible and popular now people know they're not making them anymore? I mean, how does it work if they stop making a model?
Yeah, the values of them since about January, since Ford's announced that they were going to stop making them, have gone up dramatically. That will settle down a little bit because at the moment people are still using them as an everyday car. If you've got anything a little bit special, it might be worth hanging on to it. I've managed to keep a little 1999 Fiesta gear, belonged to a lady in my village, lost a husband, gave up driving, lost confidence, parted with the car. I've had it 7 years now. So she's had it from new. It's done 11,000 miles. I promised her I was buying it to keep it, which I've been true to my word. I have kept it. That car will probably appreciate in value, not massively, because there are so many of them. And the art to cars holding their value is built in low numbers. And obviously Fiestas are built in massive numbers. But, you know, everyone's got such an affection for them that, they're a good place to put your money at the moment.
Yeah, you've just taken me back to the gear as well. Was that the sort of posher version, the gear?
It was the posher version. And we had customers because at one stage in about 2005, Ford decided to take the gear badge off the car. Goodness knows why. And we had customers buying cars and asking me to buy a gear badge to put it on so that everybody knew that they got top of the range.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. If you had a gear, you were top of the range. And also they had the sporty number, didn't they? The XR2, which was quite a thing back in the day.
Well, that's where we started, Sonia. We had a garage in Colchester called Road Sport, and we specialised in XR2s, Fiesta XR2s, Escort XR3s, and Escort RS Turbos. And they were back in the day when cars had a little bit of character. They're all slightly too capable now. And we had hundreds and hundreds of them. And oh, do I wish I'd kept some of them. I bought a willow green one off a guy who worked on the paint production line at Ford's and had it made specially for himself. It was an absolute one-off. No others ever made. We've had an XR2 convertible, which was built in Crayford in Essex. Not a particularly good-looking car with the hood up, but a fabulous-looking car with the hood down. We've had turbocharged XR2s over the years. There was a company in Northampton called Turbo Technics, used to do a factory-approved conversion for them. But yeah, if I'd had a big garage or a big barn, I wish I'd kept some of them.
I'll bet. Dale, great to talk to you. Dale Browning, who's the owner of the Fiesta Centre in Colchester, selling Fiestas for more than 35 years. Maybe you've bought one from said garage over those years.